It was a big primary election night last night in seven states across the country, including California. Governor Gavin Newsom breezed to an easy victory there. And in San Francisco, the district attorney was ousted through a recall vote. That raises questions about progressive answers to fighting crime. In the race for mayor of Los Angeles, a billionaire developer who poured his own money into the campaign will now go on to the general election against a well-known congresswoman. Scott Schaefer is politics editor for KQED in San Francisco and joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Celeste.
So in California, the top two vote-getters always advance to the general election, regardless of their party affiliation. I assume no one's surprised that Governor Newsom won resoundingly there. But the Republican who took second place was about 40 points behind the governor. Does this mean we can expect Newsom to win in the fall?
Yeah, it sure does. Brian Daly, the state senator who came in second, doesn't have much money. Newsom has a huge financial advantage. He had about $23 million in the bank. And, you know, in California, Democrats outnumber Republicans by almost 2-1. And this election was kind of a replay of last September's recall. Newsom beat that back with 62% of the vote. Republicans are just not that competitive statewide in California. And you see that all the way down the ballot from governors, the U.S. Senate race, statewide races for offices like the attorney general, controller, and so on. The last time a Republican won a statewide election in California was 2006. And so I don't see that happening this year, at least in the governor's race.
So I'm seeing a lot of hot takes about the recall of San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin, people trying to draw parallels to the Democrats, Democrats' cause across the country. But what can we really take from this?
Well, I think you have to be careful about drawing too many conclusions. You know, Chesa Boudin was an unusual district attorney. He was elected in 2019, and he was a public defender, not a prosecutor. His parents were both political radicals. They'd been incarcerated for their part in a botched robbery when he was a little boy that resulted in two police officers being killed. And he ran on rebalancing the scales of justice, you know, saying that the system disadvantaged black and brown defendants. He was for more diversion and rehab, less incarceration. And, you know, I think while San Franciscans support that in concept, they also saw this increase in auto break-ins. There was open-air drug dealing, a lot of tension with the police department. We also had a spike in anti-Asian hate crimes. And then the pandemic generally just had people, I think, put in a cranky mood, and they saw Chesa Boudin as the person they could blame. And so 60% of San Franciscans yesterday voted to recall him from office. The mayor will get to replace him. But I do think, you know, we need to be careful, because just across the bay, there was another progressive DA, African-American woman, who easily won re-election against a more traditional opponent. So I think we have to be careful about drawing too big national conclusions.
Do you think this has Chesa Boudin's recall does have something to say about broader efforts in the state to eliminate cash bail, though?
Well, again, you know, there was a ballot measure in, I believe, 2020 that would have rolled back some of the reforms that voters had enacted in California, and it was overwhelmingly rejected. Now, I think the pandemic has changed some of those attitudes, but I do think that, you know, doesn't mean suddenly San Francisco is moving away from progressive policies. I think it was more Boudin the messenger than the message that San Francisco voters were referring to last night.
So much for those hot takes. But the issue of crime, especially when it relates to homelessness, rose to the top in the L.A. mayor's race. And that really helped carry billionaire developer Rick Caruso into a runoff with Congresswoman Karen Bass. Can you give us more details?
Yeah, Karen Bass has been a fixture in California politics. She was Speaker of the State Assembly before winning a seat in Congress, famously on the short, very short list for vice president that Kamala Harris ultimately got. And she had been seen as the candidate to beat, very much the candidate of the Democratic establishment. But Rick Caruso, as you said, very wealthy, a former Republican turned Democrat, spent tens of millions of dollars on TV ads, really saturating the airwaves, talking about cleaning up L.A., sort of like Michael Bloomberg in New York City, another former Republican. And that message just resonated with Angelenos yesterday. It was very close. Caruso came in first with 41%, Bass about 38%. So they'll face off in November. It's going to be a very spirited race. And I think Bass, the challenge for her is going to be to articulate her plans to address things like crime and homelessness.
So in terms of congressional races, there are some national strategies at play in California where Democrats are hoping to take some seats, flip some seats there. Republicans obviously hoping to hold on to them. Can you give us an idea of the balance in party control of the U.S. House here?
Yeah, well, they're unlike most states where the gerrymandering, you know, the lines are drawn by a partisan commission. In California, it's done by a citizens commission. So we have 4 to 5 seats that are held now by Republicans that could be very competitive. One in the Central Valley, David Valadao, the Republican, against a Democrat, Rudy Salas, who's trying to become one of the first Latino Democrats or Latinos at all elected in the Central Valley. And then you've got a couple of South Korean immigrants, Michelle Steele and Young Kim, who are freshman Republicans in Orange County. They're hoping to hold on to those seats. Those are going to be very competitive races. You have another Republican, Mike Garcia, in a seat that's been redrawn in Los Angeles, and he's up against Christy Smith, a Democrat who he narrowly beat in 2020. So that's going to be very competitive. And then there was kind of a sleeper that came out of nowhere last night, Ken Calvert, a Republican, Republican who's going to be facing off against an openly gay Democrat named Will Collins. We'll be keeping a close eye on that as well.
Lots to watch. Scott Schaefer is politics editor at KQED in San Francisco. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.